Was there anything about being on the Sitka Assembly that helped you navigate Juneau or helped you work the halls in Juneau? Was there anything about your Assembly experience that is helping you now?
100%. Juneau is a whole different game. We use Robert's Rules on the Assembly. They use Mason's Manual. It doesn't seem like it would be a big shift, but it is. So just like logistically how you do things is different. But the Assembly experience really helped me wrap my brain around what is the job of government to provide? What are we there to do? And I'm still having to make some adjustments in my mindset locally where you are supporting either public works, public safety, or public education. It's a little more straightforward in some ways, but also more complex because it doesn't matter. My friends and neighbors' politics don't matter. I hold them in equal esteem, no matter which side of an issue we're coming at a topic on. Like, it doesn't matter what people think in town politically. I value each Sitkin so deeply that it made decision making more difficult in some ways, trying to weigh what are the best interests of the community versus the people who are giving me input and my respect for them and my respect for their input. And so it makes decision making more personal at the Assembly level. But it also was a great experience in sort of looking at what is the problem we're trying to solve and what are the levers we can use to solve that problem. And in Juneau, everything is just 10 times more complex. I think I have a little bit of a leg up because I'm used to examining issues, getting the background, doing the research, and figuring out what the right path is. It's just a much bigger stage.
At any point, did you feel like going in as unaffiliated was a handicap?
I think the handicap of unaffiliated is for the voters in my district because they don't know exactly what they're getting. And it made it harder to campaign in some ways because people can't say, well, you're a Republican, I will or won't vote for you, or you're a Democrat, so I will or won't vote for you. So I had to explain my ideas and my positions on things. And so I think it made it harder for voters to know what they were voting for, and harder for me to make sure I got my message out. And then as far as where I've landed in this round, everybody who ran unaffiliated is in my caucus. I don't think it made organization more challenging. I thought it would, but it didn't really. And I can say that I was never asked to, so to speak, stray from my principles. So that was good that no requests like that came in. And then ultimately some deals were made by some other people and I landed in what we're calling the House Coalition, same as what Jonathan was in, but we are in the minority as the House Coalition. But I feel really confident that we're a very strong minority in that we're very unified. We know what our agenda is. We're very confident in what we're doing and we have a good sized group and a very representative group. I feel like our group really encompasses Alaska from span of age ranges to life experience. We have young people, old people, people who are way to my left, some to my right, all in our little coalition that we have in the minority. So I think I landed in the right place for me and gives me a longer runway for when we get back to the majority in a couple of years.
When organization is happening, it's not like you don't fill out a survey with your principles. It just has to somehow become clear. And the deal making that was done was in the news. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it sounds like what you're saying, you would prefer to be in a minority with people who share values and who you feel you can work with than trade some principles for a stronger voice in the majority or a committee chair or whatever.
I would say that's accurate for this year. I can't say that that will always be the rule I live by. I think it's a good choice for me this year as I get my feet wet, as I learn the system, as I learn the people in the system, which is, I'd say, at least half the battle is knowing who you're working with and what their priorities are. So I can't say that I won't make some deals later when the time is right, but I will say I am comfortable with the people I'm working with, and that, like I said, is more than half the battle.